Pool games are over at the Odisha Men's Hockey World Cup, and now you lose, you go home. Overnight, results went as expected, with the Netherlands proving too strong for Pakistan and coming out 5-1 victors. In the early game, Germany showed that they have defensive worries as Malaysia fought back to make a game of it but still ended up losing 5-3. Understandably, many Malaysia fans are questioning the decision to shatter 3 years of stability and shunt Steven Van Heusen to team manager and bring in Roland Altmans. The team certainly did not perform as well as they had under Van Heusen. Today, in the first of the crossover matches for a place in the quarterfinals, England meet New Zealand. These two have not met since the bronze medal match at the 2014 Commonwealth Games that ended 3-3, and England won in a shootout. Both teams won one, drew one and lost one in their pool matches, and this will be another close match. Have England started to find some form? Is Liam Ansell the man to decide this match? Chances are they may well be the first match to go to a shootout. In the other match, France meet China. Despite being the lowest ranked team at the tournament, we predicted France would make the crossover games. On paper, they would look to have too much firepower for China, but Coach Kim will have the Chinese team focused on defence, and China could well stifle France and sneak a winner. The last time these two met was in test matches in 2015, and China won both games. However, this is a different side. France have to be the favourites heading into this match, but it would be a brave man to write off China.